Balaam said to Balak, build 7 altars for me here, and prepare 7 bulls and 7 rams for me here. Balak did just as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered up a bull and a ram on each altar. Then Balaam said to Balak, stand beside your burnt offering, and I will go. Perhaps the Lord will come to meet me, and whatever he shows me, I will tell you. So he went to a bare hill. Now God met with Balaam, and he said to him, I have set up the 7 altars, and I have offered up a bull and a ram on each altar. Then the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return to Balak, and this is what you shall speak. So he returned to him, and behold, he was standing beside his burnt offering, and all the leaders of Moab. And he took up his discourse and said, from Aram Balak has brought me, Moab's king, from the mountains of the east, saying, come, declare Jacob cursed for me, and come curse Israel. I see him from the top of the rocks, and I look at him from the hills. Behold, a people that lives in isolation and does not consider itself to be among the nations. Who has counted the dust of Jacob, the number of the fourth part of Israel? May I die the death of the upright, and may my end be like.
Then he said to Balak, "Stand here beside your burnt offering, while I myself meet the Lord over there." Then the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and this is what you shall speak." So he came to him, and behold, he was standing beside his burnt offering, and the leaders of Moab with him. And Balak said to him, "What has the Lord spoken?" Then he took up his discourse and said, "Arise, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, son of Zippor. God is not a man that he would lie, nor a son of man that he would change his mind. Command to bless when he has blessed. I cannot revoke it. He has not looked at misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the joyful shout of a king is among them. God brings them out of Egypt. He is for them like the horns of the wild ox. For them Israel. At the proper time it shall be said to Jacob and to Israel what God has done. Behold, a people rises like a lioness, and like a lion it raises itself. It will not lie down until it devours the prey and drinks. Then Balak said to Balaam, "Do not curse them at all, nor bless them at all." But Balaam replied to Balak, "Did I not tell you? Whatever the Lord speaks, I must do." Then Balak said to Balaam, "Please come, I will take you to another place. Perhaps it will be agreeable with God that you curse them for me from there." So Balak took Balaam to the top of Peor, which overlooks the desert. And Balaam said to Balak, "Build 7 altars for me here and prepare